Hello everyone. So today we are going to go through the journey to understand the relationship between e-commerce and tech application and how they merge together and how they have helped each other to grow. We'll start with the first chapter, which is just an introduction to the e-commerce and how does it relate to rural business management, or does it really relate, and how advantage was taken, what are the pros and cons of it. So let's start with the introduction and understand the evolution of e-commerce. So like everything in life, things start very slowly. So the e-com seeds were actually sown in 1960 with EDI, Exchange Business Document, electronically that was exchanged. Then slowly it moved into 1971 where the Stanford University student actually conducted a first online trade using what was called as ARPANET, or internet in today's term, which is an early version of the internet. So they just built it around their own college. And then taking it forward till 1979, Michael Eldridge developed an online system using telephone lines and television at that point of time. And his invention actually laid the foundation of the modern e-commerce platform. And in the early years, the e-commerce was obviously limited to large corporations and not accessible to rural businesses because it required a lot of investment, it required a lot of manual work around it, maintenance and so forth, and therefore not feasible to a lot of small businesses or rural businesses. But as time changed, it started getting expanded into small and rural businesses as well. So what one can say is the key milestones in e-commerce world. So in 1994, you had the first secure online transaction via something known as Net Market, which actually provided the safety of the digital payments. So before this, while payment could take place digitally, we were not sure if it was actually reaching the right person or in between going somewhere else. So the security of the payment, which is the bedrock on which the e-commerce works, actually in 1994, once the first transaction occurred and with the safety, it's called the starting point or the key milestone in the e-commerce world. And then Amazon came along in 1995, and its earlier avatar was very different than what you see today. It was actually an online bookstore only. And another platform, which is eBay, they came together and actually they were the first pioneers in e-commerce space. 1998, PayPal was introduced, which actually extended the Net Market safety for online transaction. They solved by making the payment issue secure, and therefore extension of the online shopping was more accessible. Then in the early 2000, the dot-com boom led to the expansion of e-commerce. However, it was a fad where a lot of people miscalculated their business model or the investment required or the faster turnaround time. And as a result of which, many startups actually had to close down. But it gave a lot of experience to everyone. So in the next wave, all that experience helped to grow faster and make more viable business models. So once the dot-com bust happened, then you had expansions in telephony. So you had a faster broadband internet, and therefore the experience of doing online shopping experience improved drastically. And with this broadband internet expansion or improvement, even the supply chain or the logistics behind the material reaching from the warehouses to your house and to the warehouse from factories and all improved drastically. And obviously the first ones with deep pocket, which were large businesses, they embraced it very quickly. They understood its potential and the benefits it brought on the table. While the rural businesses, because of either knowledge or access or cost implications, slowly adapted it, and now of course they are moving very fast on it. So in a diagrammatic form of view, so the significant phases in e-commerce evolution started first in 79 with Michael Eldridge, who made the TV screens and the telephone lines as a base and started the first online shopping. And then you moved into 1994 whether mobile commerce or the payment gateway tracking and consolidation took place, safety became important and therefore confidence started building in. Then in 1995 Amazon or eBay, both of them came up together. And then you had 2005 where the emergence of social commerce started. And then 2014 eBay came along in a big way, in a better avatar to take it forward. And then by 2020 the e-commerce surge happened due to COVID-19 pandemic that took place. And as we go along in the lecture, we'll understand what happened during that time and why e-commerce actually boomed during that time. So let's look at one very different angle of e-commerce, which is the growth of mobile and social commerce. I mean, they played a bigger part also in the e-com expansion. So in 2005 and 6, eBay's mobile app started the beginning of mobile commerce. It was a very bulky app, but still it was the first seeds again sown for mobile commerce. And then you had Shopify and Magento, where they started building online storefronts so people can participate in their stores, like shop in shop in the physical world, similarly a mobile store into a mobile store kind of thing. So that helped people who did not have the wherewithal to make the entire platform themselves participate in other platform and sell their products. And then the jump happened in 2014-15 when social commerce or social media platforms like Facebook, Insta, Pinterest started an in-app shopping. So that actually gave a flip because people were used to looking into Facebook, Insta and Pinterest. And suddenly, while they were looking at posts and something of their interest, they had something which said, okay, this is what you can buy. If you want to buy, click here. And people started clicking, and therefore the social commerce also helped in the growth of e-commerce shopping. Then, of course, as we explained, that businesses started getting interested in this social commerce like Facebook, Insta, Pinterest, which helped them to connect to customers directly, and then they can sell to these customers through the digital channels. And then you had a Birchbox Dollar Shave Club where subscriptions started taking place. So those people were able to get shop the product. Drop shipping concept came where they would take the order, but the fulfillment was happening behind. And there were a lot of other things behind the scene that took place, which actually gave rise to this subscription based e-commerce model, which is still prevalent today. And the e-commerce went up the curve. And obviously then mobile commerce made the online shopping easier for the customers, but then rural entrepreneurs also started seeing value in it and they started adopting it to sell their services or products and thereby trying to expand their reach and giving a flip to the e-com business globally as well as in India. Now in 2019-20, as we all know, a big tragedy befell the global stage, which is you had a COVID-19 pandemic which took place. Now with COVID-19 pandemic, you had to keep social distancing, you had to stay indoors, not go out. But by that time you had a good online presence. The internet speed was very good, the laptops, the desktops, the other devices were obviously there. And therefore, people sitting at home had nothing better to do also started going online. And in online, they of course consume a lot of content. Therefore, we also saw flip of Netflix and other such platforms. But they also started buying or shopping online. And therefore, it grew there. So you saw the increase in demand in groceries, some healthcare products, household essentials, which because you couldn't go out, you would order online. And then you had contactless delivery concepts coming in and delivery taking place. But for all this also to actually move forward, you had to have payment systems which were digital and contactless. But by that time, you had PayPal, you had Paytm, you had a lot of payment gateways already in place. So therefore, that act as a fillip to the whole thing. And the e-com during COVID-19 actually expanded, while the real economy, because people couldn't go out, actually came down. And that is the time when small businesses and rural entrepreneurs who couldn't do business because of COVID-19 restrictions started evaluating the e-commerce space and slowly started moving on that space to sustain their business first, and then after sustenance to grow the business. Now, as I explained earlier, that while the broadband and the speed and everything increased, the logistics or the supply chain management, as we called it, or the delivery services also expanded further and further. They were able to reach to the more remote locations than before. And that also helped in the business because you could order from anywhere and take the delivery at a very remote location, and the delivery will come to that. And therefore, in the context of all of this, the e-commerce became an essential tool for economic survival and long-term business sustainability to many of these small businesses and rural entrepreneurs. Now we'll again move into how it really helped the rural entrepreneurs in little more details. So with e-commerce, what happened is the physical location challenge, the geographical barriers were just eliminated, and anyone can do business from anywhere and get it delivered anywhere in the world. So the rural entrepreneurs could actually, or the rural businesses could actually ensure that they can reach first on the national boundaries or international markets. And if they get customers for their goods or services, they can actually deliver their goods even there. So with the combination of getting to new customer, taking the order and getting it delivered across the globe, they started moving forward in this platform. Direct to consumer sales helped more because it cut down the middle men who were there, the distributors and the stockist and so-called in the supply, the original supply chain. As a result of which, the margins or the returns to these entrepreneurs also improved. And then, because in India the rural economy is also very agricultural based, so you had a growth of community support agriculture and artisanal marketplace. Therefore, the skills and arts of the local businesses were not only saved, but it gave them an opportunity on a new market to sell, and thereby even conserve it a bit more, and at the same time make money out of it. And then once the COVID-19 went away, businesses started working on the hybrid models, where the offline model also started, but not in the bigger scale like before. So you had an offline and an online sales combination or a hybrid model to move forward. During this time, there was a lot of effort taken by government agencies and NGOs to improve the digital literacy, and that training programs also help the small business owners to understand the e-commerce business, the risk associated, and they could plan their business accordingly. And as I said, the government stepped in. The UPI payments or the India Payments Tax came into play, and because they did not charge heavily for the smaller tickets, and even today they don't charge up to 2,000 rupees, it helped the small businesses to move forward. Now, what were the economic and technological transformations that took place? So obviously, for e-commerce to move forward, one of the biggest thing that was required is digital connectivity. So you had a lot of telecoms which came into play. They invested a lot of money by extending, laying the fiber cables, ensuring the connectivity is very strong, and you were able to reach to the remotest corner. And because of that investments, the market expanded and you had a very strong backbone. Now, the other alternative is, of course, if you order and if you don't get it within expected times or at all, your experience is not good, so you will not order again in the online business. So another aspect that played a big role was the logistic infrastructure. The government invested in logistic infrastructure. The technology advancement of GPS and GPRS helped for tracking, and more business invested there. So the last mile connectivity was established. The third thing that played a big part is the mobile device or the mobile banking. Now, mobile devices, people started adopting, and no longer you need to be stuck to the desk for doing things. As a result of which, you could be out in the market. You can just scan and make the payment, buy anything physically and digitally also. While you're traveling, you can order. So mobile banking or mobile infrastructure, which actually rode on digital connectivity, was another important aspect through which the business grew. And using this, the rural participation in e-commerce increased. The technological advancements like artificial intelligence and machine learning helped the companies to come up with better product offerings, position it better, and make it more personalized. So that played another part, where if you were looking for a particular thing, the AI understood and the machine learning algorithms ensured that those things were shown to you of different companies, different varieties, helping you make decisions. So therefore, that helped in increasing the business. Now, while all this was happening, obviously, because of this economic activity, job creation took place. And because job creation took place, people had disposable incomes, they had income, and they were able to come and become consumers in the market. Thereby, the whole digital business started moving there, because they were digitally born people as well, the Gen X, as we call them. Now, among all this, platforms like WhatsApp, Facebook Marketplace, and regional e-commerce sites also sprung up, and that helped the small rural sellers to sell their products. So that played an important part. And then online financing sites through fintech company helped the small businessmen to get credit very easily at very lenient terms, and help them grow their business. Also, another tech that moved, or a couple of techs that moved during this phase, was blockchain and Internet of Things. And they played an important part in the supply chain transparency and security, and therefore contributed to the e-com business. Now, with this background and what it is today, the future of e-commerce, of course, looks very bright. And why does it look so bright to us? Because the tech is moving forward. So there is advancement in artificial intelligence. There is advancement in blockchains. Adoptability is going higher. The IoT is getting more and more accepted. And therefore, this will optimize the e-com's efficiency and improve the security. Now, there's a growing demand for sustainability and ethical sourcing. And because of which, they go directly to the rural businessmen, thereby creating another niche market for rural businessmen. Therefore, the e-com will grow during this time. And the rise in the voice commerce, which is voice bots or chat bots, and AI-driven chat bots, is streamlining the customer interaction, more importantly, customer service in case of any problems, thereby giving more comfort to customers to buy from the platform. Therefore, the e-commerce future looks bright. And e-commerce over the period of time has bridged the rural-urban divide, and thereby making the global trade more inclusive. And as we said, the mobile technology, or as the economists like to put, the affordable smartphones and improved internet access has given a deeper e-commerce penetration in rural areas. Thereby, the growth is being estimated to grow further. And from a tech point of view and positioning point of view, market positioning point of view, it looks like the next wave of growth will focus on localization and personalized shopping experience and seamless digital payments. And there are a lot of people working on it. And once that also improves a lot, you will have more people coming to do e-com again. I think while we are understanding this and we all appreciate the growth of e-commerce, one also has to ask a very important question to oneself, that what is the importance of e-commerce in rural development? So we change ourselves and look at the rural development. So in rural areas, people didn't have access to market. They didn't have access to information, knowledge at some point, finance also. And thereby, we found that the only option for them is to migrate to urban areas. And because of that, the kind of confidence loss, they started not being an entrepreneur, but more of a service provider. But people were happy in rural area themselves. They did not want to move. Now, what has happened is because of e-commerce, not only they do not have to travel and be away from their family and home, but they found a new markets to sell and get payments without going through the hassles. They had a good interaction with fintech companies to provide them finance, easy finance. So with all this advancement, rural economy started booming, and thereby it bridged the urban rural divide and also helped the rural businesses to get urban customers without any worry, because now they could reach those customers, and once the customer orders, they could get the items delivered to them from their doorstep. So that played an important part. And what happened is there were a lot of intermediaries in between. That got eliminated because the customer could directly order on the platform and get the delivery from the rural business. Also, what happened is the income stability there, because customer base is set up and it's 24/7 customer is accessing and ordering. So in one sense, the business was still growing while you were sleeping kind of thing. So it brought them stability, and because of that, they could look at future with more optimism. And also think of different ways of trying to get other customers. So governments, of course, also played an important part. They realized that they had to ensure that not the urban migrations had to stop, and people in the rural areas not only have to do their traditional business, but also improve the economic activity and bring up the standard of living there, so that they don't get enticed to come to urban areas and already put pressure on the civic amenities, which is already under overload. So in that sense, they also helped by organizing training programs, sometimes giving subsidy in some area, sometimes helping come together all the opportunity providers, the rural businesses, into a cooperative society kind of thing, and helping them to market their products also locally, nationally and internationally. So government and government departments played an important part to help the rural entrepreneurs adapt to e-commerce. In all of this, we are talking of how e-commerce helped to bridge the urban-rural divide. So as we said before, the rural businesses traditionally always face challenges in reaching the urban consumers. Now, because of that, the e-commerce platform like Amazon Kariger helped the rural artisans to showcase their products to urban and international buyers. So digital platforms increased the awareness and appreciation of rural crafts, organic produce and handmade produce. So education resources, they help the rural entrepreneurs to understand the online marketing, pricing, branding strategies. Previously, it was found that they would just have one method of selling. Without this understanding, they would either sell at very low cost or they would not be able to sell well, because the product would be good, but the packaging may not be right or the branding may not be right. So with all this training, it helped them. And the e-commerce have fostered community engagement. Whether urban consumers directly support rural businesses, we have seen examples of it, like farmers market and all in the physical world. But same thing happens with the online world, where they buy stuff from a particular area or a particular location or a particular brand because they know that it is coming from a rural business. Also, one of the important things that has taken place because of online business is that the middleman layer, which were distributors and stockists, they have been eliminated or reduced to a large extent. And because of them being taken out of the supply chain, the income which the entrepreneur gets, the rural business get, has improved significantly. And that also played an important part for them to come on to online business. Now, what we have to do to enhance the market access for rural entrepreneurs? So obviously, we know that the e-com has eliminated the physical boundaries and helped the rural businesses to sell globally, of course, nationwide part of it. So the direct to consumer, so if they are able to reach the consumer directly, the profit margins of these small manufacturers or rural businesses tend to increase, and therefore they would love to reach directly to consumers. And again, if they bypass the traditional methods, they make a bit more money because they eliminate the middlemen in the process. So for example, platforms like M-Pesa in Kenya helps the farmers in Kenya to sell directly and receive secure mobile payments into their account. So also now with strides in technology, the e-commerce marketplace is not only a place for ordering and taking the orders, but it helps the businessmen or the local businesses, rural businesses, to do inventory management. They can do digital marketing and also give them a lot of analytics against their sales, therefore giving them a lot of information to improve their businesses. Because of this direct to customer access, they take feedback from customers very seriously, and then they think of providing a niche product that appeals to the urban market and international market who are in a position to pay them better, and thereby they create their own market and actually implement the blue ocean strategy which the management students talk about. Economic empowerment, of course, leads to poverty alleviation. Now, because the e-commerce has created a new income stream, and because of the income streams, the job opportunities have come, the poverty in the rural area has started declining because there's job for people in the rural areas and they are able to make a good living. Farmers and artisans who were actually at a mercy of middlemen and the vagaries of the local businesses suddenly found the market opening up, with they able to access international clients, the domestic city clients, the urban clients, and thereby make more money. And because of this, whole logistics have increased. There's a demand for customer service professional, digital marketing people got into it, and thereby it generates a lot of employment opportunities. Investments in e-commerce also drive infrastructure improvements like better internet and better roads, better transportation. Fintechs, financial services like microloans and digital banking helps the rural business scale operations which previously they did not have access to. As an example, Grameen Bank in Bangladesh provided funding and training to support women entrepreneurs, and it's a case study by itself, as you can see. So they did something known as a bottoms-up approach, where they empowered the women entrepreneurs in rural areas and thereby helped them to improve the household earning and come up the value chain. Now, for all this, two things are very important. The digital connectivity and the training that the government do and the private sectors or the NGOs would do. Now, reliable internet access and mobile connectivity therefore becomes very crucial for e-commerce expansion in rural area. In addition to connectivity, the digital literacy training actually helps the rural entrepreneurs to use online platforms effectively. There are various NGOs and government programs that provide workshops on e-commerce, digital payments, marketing, and now AI, where the entrepreneurs can learn from that skills. And many of these programs actually the important part is it also takes gets executed in the local languages. So sometimes the language barrier or the English phobia in rural areas that we see is also eliminated, due to which the learning is more and they are able to get into the business effectively. So most of them, they don't know how to sell, and this training and availability helps them to do it. And smartphone, especially affordable smartphones, have played a big part in this growth. More importantly, government has understood the importance of this segment and the business model, and thereby they are also playing their part by giving training. And the backbone, which we said, is a broadband expansion. So that they are investing and ensuring that the reliable access is there, internet connection is there to the remotest place wherever possible.